Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. Today we're going to be discussing two things to work on towards our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between our friends and Klal Yisrael, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, our brothers and sisters, to help ourselves, as we've been saying, as we said, to prepare for Tisha B'Av. Bezrat Hashem, Emir Tashem, will be Zocha, that it'll be a Yom Tiv, B'schus, all the work that we do and the Jewish people. We're always working on ourselves to become better, to love each other more, to be sensitive. The first thing that I want to mention is the Lashon Hara, which we'll talk about, and then we're going to talk about Sina and Nekima, hatred and revenge. The first thing that I just want to read is from day 23 in Purity of Speech, page 67. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that something that might surprise us, and I read from the book itself, so too it is with speaking even one sentence of Lashon Hara. One has to give up his job, his means of parnasa. So if your boss, or you're in an environment where people are speaking Lashon Hara, and you can't stay away from that, or you're forced to speak Lashon Hara, or to listen to it, whatever it is, you have to give up your job. This halacha is inspiring. Before we speak Lashon Hara, we can think, in truth, I would have to give up my parnasa rather than utter these words. So it tells us the heaviness of Lashon Hara, is that I have to leave my job, I have to leave my community even, he says, I have to, wherever it is, if people around us are Bali Lashon Hara, speak Lashon Hara. That's what he says, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Aleph Vav. And I think that that's something that I do get that question sometimes when people will WhatsApp me, if in camp or at work or in different places, if your job, they ask you to rate your employee, right? How's your boss comes over to you and says, tell me how this guy is doing, or tell me how this person is working. It's something that you have to ask a shayla. It's not so simple that you could tell someone, and sometimes it's frustrating because you're working hard, you're putting in the work, and your friend or someone next to you is doing a terrible job, and you want to help the camp, you want to help the work, the job, you want to be honest and help the boss by telling him that this employee is a problem. So that's very nice of us to do that, but it might be Lashon Hara on the other hand. So you really have to ask a shayla. You have to find out how to do that. In some places of work, you even have to rate certain things. Whatever it is, don't assume that just because your boss is asking, or it's a from place, or it's a religious, you know, whatever it is, don't assume that people know the halachas. Of course, everybody wants to keep the halachas, but it's definitely something to ask about, to speak to someone who knows what's going on, to speak to someone whatever you're working as, in your profession, whatever it might be. Okay, b'schus that. And again, we have to just remember, it's not about not speaking Lashon Hara. Of course, we want to not speak Lashon Hara or not listen to Lashon Hara. It's about learning the halachas and keeping it in the forefront of our life, of our day, is the sensitivity. And to be careful, just to learn the halachas and to ask the questions and to realize how sensitive we are, which is a segue to the next piece, which is hatred and revenge. And again, like I said yesterday, this is based on the Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Yud Aleph. If somebody wants to look it up, that's where it is. Or if someone wants to know, I could give them the Mar Makom where I'm learning this from. Hatred and revenge. Now, these are very heavy, as the Ramchal, Mesillas Yesharim himself says. It's very, very, very heavy for all of us because we're sensitive. A person is sensitive. A person gets hurt. And his language is, it's beautiful. Nekamalo mesuka medvash. It's sweet as honey. It's sweet. Revenge is sweet. When you can get somebody back for, right? The classic example of revenge is, I asked you to give me a ride and you didn't give me a ride. So when you ask me to give you a ride, there's no way I'm giving you a ride, right? I needed this favor from you. You didn't give it to me. So no way am I going to give it to you, right? And that's very natural. The first thing I always, whenever I speak about like hatred and revenge, I don't know always, but I try to speak about hatred and revenge. The most important thing is to accept the fact that you hate the person and you want to take revenge. And as the Ramchal says, it makes 100% sense. He says that. He says it's only easy. He says, "Hukal rak lemalachei asharis." It's only easy for an angel. So none of us who are listening, none of us on this shir are angels. We're human beings. So a human being is going to feel insult, is going to get hurt from someone, and is going to want to take revenge. Another way of revenge, by the way, there's revenge, there's nekama, and there's netira. Lo sikom velo sitar, the pasuk says. And that is, means when someone, right, if you, let's say on the examples I gave, right, someone didn't give you a job, and then, I'm sorry, didn't give you a ride, and then you ask, he asks you for a ride, or the person asks you for a ride, and then you say, sure, I'll give you a ride, even though you didn't give me a ride last time. And you remind the person, right? Even though you weren't nice to me, I don't act like you, and I'm going to be nice to you. That's the same thing. That's lo sitar. Now, what's difficult about it, right? That's netira. So nekama is classic. I won't do it to you because you didn't, I won't do you a favor because you didn't do me a favor. That's called straight up revenge. Netira is, I will do you a favor, and while I'm doing you the favor, I remind you that you didn't do me a favor. Now the Ramchal says, the Ba HaTorah V'kalla Klal Shakol Nechlal Bo, V'Havta L'Reacha Kamocha. Now this is a tough one. He says, at the end of the day, we got to try and push ourselves. And this is difficult, but this is what we're trying to work on. He says, you know, sometimes a person says, okay, I don't have to love the guy, just don't hate the guy, right? That's why on here is lo sisna, because they go together, right? Hating someone and wanting to take revenge. And again, I'm going to just repeat this again. Feeling your feelings are okay. It's normal. It's regular. You're going to be angry at the person. You're going to feel this way. You're going to what happens a lot of times, with people is that they, with all of us, is we mix up the feeling, I'm not allowed to feel it, versus giving into the feeling. To want to take revenge, to hate somebody, is a natural thing that happens when someone hurts you. The problem is when we act on that. What happens most of the time is either a person will keep on giving to that person who really he wants to take revenge, doesn't deal with the hurt that you have. We don't deal with the hurt, and then we blow up a month later, 2 months later, or a week later, and say, well, because you don't deal with the hurt, and we're not because remember, anger, which we're going to deal with, not now, we're going to talk about that later. Anger is a cover up for hurt, right? Anger means you're really hurt, just you're not feeling the hurt. You're not in touch with the hurt. So we always have to remind ourselves that I am hurt. This person hurt me. I don't want to give them a ride. I don't want to be good to them. But v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. I think when we separate the two, it's sometimes easier to say, okay, I want to try and work and being a better person. I might still have those feelings inside of me. We should all be zocha, each and every one of us. And this is a high madrega. We have to remember, this is very high level. To reach, to be like someone who, I'll just do for somebody without feeling the upsetness at them. I think my humble advice is to separate the two. I have these feelings towards the person. I don't want to do it, but I want to work on myself, and I'm dealing with those feelings. But at the same time, I also want to be a better person, and I want to work on myself, because in your relationships with your spouse, with your children, with your in-laws, with your parents, it's gonna happen. People are bound to hurt you. People have hurt all of us, right? We've all been hurt from people. And I think the key is to try and separate the two. I'm hurt from that person. That person hurt me, but I'm going to try as best as I can to still do for them. I'm going to try as best as I can to look beyond that, and I'll deal with the hurt that I have, or having a conversation with them. Okay, getting into the details, how to deal with it, you know, that's a whole shear in itself. But the bottom line is, lo sisna sachicha bulvavecha, we got to try and be aware of the hatred that we might have to someone. Lo sikon v'lo sitar, not to take revenge, not to to hit back, so to speak. And through our just learning this and talking about it and trying to better ourselves, bein adam l'chaveiro, Hashem will help each and every one of us to be able to properly heal from whatever someone's done to us, and at the same time to be able to be there for the people who we work with, our families, the people we are around, and we'll be zocha to the gula shlema. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful evening. Have an amazing first moment of the rest of your life.